I'm people, joking, by the way.
Yeah, people really don't can't conceive of the full and complete importance of your book, Jumpstart, Way to Healthy Living. Friends, $15. Save America Ministries is going to put it in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. 1-800-SAVE-USA. Write to us at Save America Ministries. P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Add $4 for postage and handling. And, again, it's on our website, saveus.org. Now, day after day, we're discipling for destiny. We're preparing. We're encouraging. We're exhorting. We're wooing. We're warning. And would you become a partner? Send your gift by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to the Word with Chuck Grisland. You join us supported by the faithful gifts of all listeners. Let me urge you to partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. Melody, how's everything going with you?
I'm doing just fine, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
Boy, I can't believe they're driving the price of gold down further. Silver is not down, not as far as it might have been, but certainly gold, they're certainly manipulating this whole thing, aren't they?
Well, they really are. I mean, absolutely, there is no way gold should be trading at $1,244, and I don't buy into the arguments of deflation, and that's where we're headed and so forth. Excuse me. Because it is just strict manipulation. It really is as simple as that. But then when you have the prices of something that dropped as significant as it has, people do lose interest. And, of course, you see the stock markets, they're trading. The S&P is trading at record highs, and the Dow is trading at record highs. So, you know, it takes away their desire to look into anything else. They get their quarterly statements, and it shows that, you know, they're doing quite well. And they're happy, and there's certainly very little. It's interesting, the volatility of the fear and the greed factor, though. I mean, it was just 2 weeks ago we were talking about how much fear was in the market, and that has been replaced so quickly with greed. And I mean, it's amazing how quick that turns. But certainly the U.S. dollar, we all know the path of the U.S. dollar. The day is reckoning. The day of reckoning will be here, and things will fall away just as we discussed time and time again. Once we have a fiat currency, the dollar is due.
You're absolutely right. And did you actually read that book by Steve Forbes where he talked about how we had to get back to a gold-backed currency or there are going to be terrible, terrible problems?
Well, I didn't read. The book just came out, I believe, yesterday. But I did see some quotes that he was talking about, and he talked about, that we're going to have some devastating times here in the U.S. if we don't go back to a gold standard. Well, we're not going to go back to a gold standard prior to the devastation. That will only come afterwards.
Well, now basically, what's the title of Steve Forbes' new book where he talks about the importance of a gold-backed currency?
It was published, I don't have that right in front of me, it was published by, he wrote it with someone else, And he comes out with a very stark warning about the dollar needs to be linked to gold, and that governments need to do so. The book, How the Destruction of the Dollar Threatens the Global Economy and What We Can Do About It. And I believe that is the title of the book. He blames President Obama's money team for the stagnant economy, the high prices, declining mobility, and big government. The book was co-authored by Elizabeth Ames. And he said that economic prosperity can come only if the dollar is linked to gold and not printed willy-nilly at inflated rates.
And ladies and gentlemen, I think you have to understand that everything today is manipulated. The stock market is manipulated. The gold market is manipulated. The silver market is manipulated. We're not supposed to tell you that, but we do. We're not analysts. We have that ability, the freedom to tell you that suddenly there's a small little group of people who control both the Republicans and the Democrats and are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. So if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for Melody or myself, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'd love to hear from you.
By more than 60% annually, there is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom, the Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon, Melody Cederstrom. Our telephone number, if you would like to call, have a question for Melody about what's happening, the price of falling price of gold. And of course, it's all manipulated. You must understand that. But what you should be doing at this time, if you have a question for Melody, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But I was just reading an article by my friend Michael Snyder, who points to 19 signs that the U.S. consumer is tapped out. In other words, that the average person, a purchaser in America, really doesn't have the funds to get the economy going. And the first point is that real dispensable income per capita continues to fall. In the fourth quarter of 2012, it was about $37,000 per year. By the end of the fourth quarter of 2013, it had gone to about $36,000 per quarter per year. $36,000 per year. In January, the real disposable income in the United States experienced its largest year-over-year decline that we have seen since 1974. As disposable income decreases, major retailers are closing thousands of stores all over the country, and some are even calling this for a retail cataclysm. Well, from September 2013 to January 2014, the personal savings rate in the United States dropped by a staggering 16%. In other words, 16% less savings by American savers. During the fourth quarter of 2013, we witnessed the largest increase in consumer debt in the history of this country, the largest we've seen since 2007. Fewer Americans are applying for mortgages these days. In fact, the people cannot afford mortgages. Overall, the rate of home ownership in the United States has fallen for 8 straight years. And you can go down the list of all of the things that are going on today, and they all show a contracting economy, despite the fact that everything is being done by the media to convince us that things are already doing quite well. How do you respond to that thought, Melody?
Well, he does a very good job at putting together these signs of various things, and I think his signs of the consumer being tapped, it's just all true. People don't have the income. They don't have the disposable income. The recovery is not as good and cheerful as they all predict. The reports are coming out. They just said automobile sales are, as strong as they were in 2008. But then again, you have to look at who's buying the vehicles, the amount of incentives that these auto manufacturers are giving. It's the same thing that led up to the collapse and to the financial problems, most of the financial problems that we had in 2008. People got in over their heads. They don't have the income. Jobs are not paying. Prices are rising. Our needs, our food and energy prices continue to rise. So, I can't see a rosy picture for most of the people here in this country. And certainly this consumer is tapped out. And it really is. You have small businesses that, with all the regulations that government places on them, it's difficult for them to increase their business and to hire more people. Retail stores, the shopping malls, they are being hit. And you are seeing the closure of many large retail stores. The competition from the internet is another main reason why a lot of these retailers, the brick-and-mortar stores are closing up. I don't believe they've made the proper or management decisions in the way they sell online. And, of course, the competition online is fierce for these retailers. So they're closing up their brick-and-mortars. What's the point? People are going to buy online. It's cheaper for them, easier for them. People will never need to leave their homes. They could just sit in front of their computer all day, get their news, get their, purchase all their items, and never leave their house.
And basically, the whole economic structure of our country is changing. Now, what's going to happen? I can't tell you. Maybe the whole thing is going to collapse. But right now, of course, they're talking about the Sears closing out more and more stores and eventually going out of business. The same thing with Best Buy. The same thing with Kmart. The same thing with certainly Macy's, Penny's. All of our major retailers are losing money or certainly not making the money that they have. Even Walmart is not doing as well as it has. And has actually had a marked drop in its income. And all of this, I believe, foreshadows a real economic contraction. And one of these days, I really think that gold is going to go to $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $10,000 an ounce. I think silver is going to go to $100, $500, maybe $750 an ounce. We don't know. But we do know that certainly the prices of these are being artificially manipulated today. And an awful lot of people are really frightened because they don't understand. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Our guest, Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. Melody, how can people get in touch with you? And what will you tell them if they do get in touch with you about buying, purchasing gold and silver?
They can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And our website is dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. They can sign up for our weekly newsletter. It comes out on Mondays, and it's very informative. And, of course, they can also listen to our radio broadcast. That is 4 p.m. Eastern time, Monday through Friday, off of the radio page on the website. And we listen to our clients when they come. We offer them when they call us. We listen to them, what they've purchased in the past, what their plan is for the future and purchasing precious metals. And we take their budgets into consideration, whether they're looking to spend a couple of hundred dollars or a couple of hundred thousand. We put together portfolios that are suitable for them, and I believe everyone can be different based on what they've already purchased and, again, their plan.
Well, do you find many people with a couple of hundred thousand dollars who want to invest it in gold and silver this time? Are some of the people, the more wealthy people, getting into gold and silver because they realize the futility of a paper monetary system?
Absolutely. I mean, people continue to purchase gold and silver. There are those out there who do understand what's going on, and they understand that, you know, perhaps they can't predict when and how, but they do know this can't continue. They do know there's going to be changes. They might not know what those changes are, and they go to gold and silver to preserve their purchasing power. And, of course, many of them are also long-term purchasers of gold and silver. They're seasoned buyers, and they truly do understand where the prices are going to be going, so they're taking advantage of these lower prices in the market to add more to their portfolios. So we do have a wide range of clients purchasing gold and silver at this time, from the smaller purchaser to the middle purchaser to the much big buyer.
Well, now, basically, are any people, though, panicking? Are they seeing the prices falling and trying to get off with the idea that they'll buy it at a lower price? But the difficulty is you never know when that lower price is going to be reached.
No, and we really haven't had the sellers that we initially had when gold and silver really got hit hard last April. There was that intense selling for a short period of time where people perhaps got into the market late. They bought at 19, then it came down to 1400. And, you know, the newbies and the ones that really didn't understand, the weak buyers of gold and silver, they did get out. I don't see that this time around. I think that part has stabilized, and the only sellers that I really see right now are those, you know, maybe for taxes. You know, perhaps they got themselves in a little bind and they had a little situation or a small emergency. But no one is selling because the price of gold is low, and the same way with silver. I don't have anybody selling silver.
Okay. But Melody, the point is, Melody doesn't have anybody selling silver. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment. But we were simply talking about some of the things that are going on that suddenly Michael Snyder comments about. But he says, incredibly, 56% of all Americans now have subprime credit at this point. Total consumer credit has risen by a whopping 22% over the past 3 years. In the third quarter of 2007, the student loan delinquency rate was 7.6%. Today, the student loan delinquency rate is 11.5%. Remember, that's on over $1 trillion. Overall, the U.S. consumers are $11.36 trillion in debt. Well, Barack Obama has been in the White House. Medium household income in the United States has fallen for 5 years in a row. And U.S. workers are taking home the smallest share of the income pie that has ever been recorded. Those are really rather grim figures, aren't they?
They really are. And there isn't anything in the future on the horizon to see where those numbers will change to the positive. We're at this level. We're certainly not going to, you know, we talked about the retailers closing their brick and mortar stores. It's like, we ask, is it by choice? Is this an agenda also? You look at the number of employees that are going to be laid off. There's no more benefits. There's no more health care that they have to pay for.
And it starts a vicious cycle. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. It's certainly our guest, Melody Cederstrom. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 1-800-730-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Artie Stan back here at the Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening, Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. We have Herman calling in, and if you'd like to call in, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I think you're seeing the demise of the dollar. You're seeing the total manipulation of the gold and silver market. And basically, they're trying to get people out of gold and silver, and then eventually this price is going to skyrocket, in my opinion. Right now, we have Herman calling. Again, Herman, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes. I regularly go to John McTiernan's website, Defend and Proclaim, and he has interesting links to articles. He had one today entitled, If Economic Cycle Theorists Are Correct, 2015 to 2020 will be pure hell for the United States. And he said, this is a great article. I believe in the economic wave theory as it goes along with the 50-year jubilee found in Leviticus 25. And some listeners may not be aware that in the Bible, God had set up a 50-year cycle where all debts would be wiped out. That's why they were jubilant after 50 years, and land would go back to the original families and so forth. And it took out imbalances in the system, and we no longer do that, but we end up having depressions and recessions. So what do you think about that, Melody?
Well, I'll have to check that article out. It sounds like a very interesting article, and I too think that the time frame after 2015 is when it's going to get very dicey. You know, I view things, I do agree with cycles. I think they do happen, but I think we're also in a position where I think we're beyond cycles. I believe the way they've been able to chop up our economy and chop up our laws and rules and taking away from the gold standard from 1933, this is all coming to a head. We're way over the cycle. And my concern is if they get all Democrats in, I think this is a very important election. And if Democrats take over, I think the next 2 years will be very, you know, it will all come falling down, I believe, at that point in time.
Okay.
The Obamacare is supposed to take effect for corporations the first of next year, and I think that'll be part of that really starts the unwinding.
And because basically the whole thing is financially unsound, and most of the new people who have signed up under another government program. And suddenly I know a woman who ordinarily would cost her $600 a month for her health care. She gets now for $16 a month, but you are paying the rest of it. She could pay it, but why should she when she can get you to pay? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we are deficit funding the Obamacare with massive government loans borrowing money we don't have, and one of these days, the whole house is coming down. Herman, did you have anything else you'd like to say? And once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Herman, another question or comment?
I know that Melody's been a guest for a number of years and is, you know, very highly respected by you and others. And, you know, people sometimes see hyped articles about gold and silver. But for some of our newer listeners, Melody, maybe you could explain what role gold or silver should play in their investment portfolio, and maybe what percentage. So if a person has $100,000, what percentage should they allocate, and in what form? Because not everybody that's listening has really been exposed to some of these things that you take for granted that people might know.
All right.
So could you explain
that? How would you respond? What percentage of people, what percentage of a person's savings should they have committed to gold and silver, in your opinion, Melody?
My opinion is if they should carry the same amount of gold in their portfolio as they do paper. So if they have $100,000, $50,000 of it, if they continue to carry paper, at least insure it with the same amount. That's what gold is. Gold is the insurance policy that ensures your wealth. And I agree with buying gold and silver for bartering, but that should not be your main purpose when you're buying gold and silver. When you buy gold and silver, you're looking to preserve your purchasing power through these difficult times when our dollar continues to lose in value and we have inflation. It's the ultimate hedge against inflation.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We've got a question or comment. Now is the time to call.
Hi, this is George Wiley. Most of you now know why so many people breathe in their food. So really, it is a miracle. Miracles and products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to in your shop. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients.
So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
This is Dr. Stan. Right now, we have Aromas Rich calling in. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But ladies and gentlemen, Sydney, if you do not understand what's happening financially today, you better learn to hurry because most people are going to get wiped out in this next great financial crisis, which is coming. Aromas Rich, do you have a quick question or comment for us? I know you're going to be over helping us this Friday. Sydney coming from Aromas to help produce the program. But do you have a question or comment for tonight?
It's an honor and privilege to stand in your shadow when I come and help on Friday. I have two quick questions. Number one, Melanie, what does it cost for the mine to produce silver? With the market pulling back in silver, isn't it getting pretty close to where it's mining a cost?
I think it is both for gold and silver. And if it goes lower, then you have mines that go out of business. So, I mean, it's a consolidation. So when you have the prices of silver that'll drop like this. So, I mean, it's difficult to, just because the cost of mining is the spot's lower than the cost, it could stabilize somewhat the price of silver, but it doesn't mean it can't go lower.
And I think you have to understand, Rich, that when the price is dropping, psychologically, most people are not buying. They're afraid to buy. And yet that's the time they should be buying. They should be buying when the price is low and selling when the price is high. But ordinarily, Chris, they are so subject to their fears and greed that as they see the price dropping, it takes a very brave person to jump in and invest a large sum of money. Anything else you'd like to ask?
That was my second question. Melody, I have a friend with a little bit of money, and he's bought some metals, and he wanted me to ask you this question. Summer usually takes a pullback, and it looks like it's doing it again. He wanted to, like Grandpa just said, buy when it's cheap and then flip it when it goes higher, between December, January, February. Mm-hmm. And what is your take on that?
Well, you can have the summer doldrums. But it's very difficult to know when you're at a low, and I mean it's very difficult to pick highs and lows. And when it comes to gold and silver, when this is a long-term investment, I think any time that you have a dip is a good time to be purchasing. And I think even if gold went to 1900 again, I think that price is low. So it's all relative to. You know, what is going on in the economy at any given time and what the dollar is doing. So these levels are terrific buys. No one knows, no one can predict if it's going to go lower. I mean, we already broke 1,200 in the past year a couple times, so 1,195. I'm not quite sure if that was the lowest, but somewhere around that level. And it popped right back. And I think that's pretty much a good low. I don't think we'd see it go any lower than that. Certainly has stabilized here at this level, at the 1244 level, and it could have some pressure on it on Friday when the unemployment number comes out. They're expecting a number, and they're going to be celebrating and saying that that's how the U.S. economy brought back, recovered all the jobs that were lost in the financial crisis. So. I mean, it's going to be a big day for them, whether it's, I don't buy their numbers. Even if we did come back to even if we did recover all the jobs that were lost in the financial crisis since that time, there's 15 million more people in this country that have either come of age and are looking for work. So, I mean, there's a lot more jobs that are needed in order to keep people employed. And to have a decent wage coming in, but So when you buy gold and silver, you buy, you put it away. These are great buying opportunities at this level.
Amen to that. Thanks very much, Aromas. And let's quickly go to Tim is calling us from New York State. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Tim. What part of New York are you from?
I'm upstate.
Okay, fine. Then you listen to our stations there in upstate New York?
Yes, I do. I listen on, if you don't mind me saying, Victory 102 WJIB.
Okay, fine. As long as you're listening and hopefully telling others about our program, that's what's important.
I sure do. At least a few times a week, I mention it to people.
Great for you. Well, look, do you have a question or comment for Melody?
Yes. It's probably a little more complex question than I thought of at first. You must have heard that we had had the solar flare the other day. The Weather Channel didn't call it solar flare, but they called it something else. It was like a big thing shooting off the sun. It must have been some type of flare. Were you aware of that?
Yes, I saw that. And, Melody, did you see that remark? Certainly the report of this massive solar flare.
No, I mean, I know there's solar flares all the time, so I don't pay much attention.
No, but I certainly agree with you, Tim. Go right ahead.
Okay, so I guess this would to put more of a spin on it, how it would tie in is that, you know, if it breaks down our infrastructure, in other words, you know, EMP attack, maybe from a natural source like the sun, we're going to be back to bartering and things. You know, how do you think that might affect
well,
things?
Well, Tim, I think that you have to understand that they put these articles in, certainly do, as a diversion. Basically, this was a massive solar flare that had no impact on America. The impact went to other areas. It's simply part of their program of controlling your mind, focusing your fears here, there, or elsewhere, without ever really addressing the real issue. It's an example of mind control and thought control. Fascinating fact of absolute no significance. Anything else?
Well, I mean, sooner or later we're going to have a big one that will affect the grid.
It may very well be, but when that happens, it'll be of significance. The one that they're reporting now is of no significance. Anything
yeah,
else?
They called it something else, not exactly
right.
A flare.
I know. I agree with you, but this is in essence what it is.
I understand. Thank you for taking the call.
Okay. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, suddenly, Melody, what sort of silver should people be buying? Should they be buying bars if they want to store large sums of silver? Or should they be buying rounds? Should they be buying some sort of a medallion? Or should they be buying some of the 90% silver coins? Will they be more marketable? What about the eagles? What sort of silver should people be buying? Because of course you're paying a premium on many of these things.
I think there's a product for everybody's needs and what's suitable for them. What I prefer though is coinage. I mean, I have many large buyers who buy rounds and bars, and they're seasoned buyers. That's what they buy. They know what they're buying, and they have a you know, they've been doing it for a long time. For most folks, when they're looking to preserve their purchasing power, I do prefer coins over bars or rounds because I believe they're more recognizable and acceptable. And when you have a coin that is minted by a government, you have that guarantee that it is what it is. And I think most people do relate to that. So for the silver, I do like the 1 ounce silver eagles. I think they're priced very well.
How are they priced? How are the silver eagles priced? If I wanted to buy one, how much over price of silver would it cost me today?
Over silver spot, they're $2.75 over spot for 1 ounce silver eagles, and that's a very low price that we've been offering for the past couple of months. The 90% silver, that premium, you're looking at about $2 over spot for 90%. So the best buy right now is the 1 ounce silver eagle the 1 ounce coin that you get, I think, is a better buy. But I think 90% silver is very important to have in your portfolio. It's still spendable in an extreme emergency, like the first day of the EMP attack. You could still take that coinage and go to the store and spend it if you had to. You'll always, what people don't understand, and it's great to be getting things for barter and so forth, and you'll always want to use your silver mainly for that. Your gold is your savings account, and your silver is your checking account. But you will always want to, if you can, sell it into the market first before you do any type of bartering. You will get the most money for your silver and gold if you sell it into the market, get the current rate of exchange, and then use that to make your purchases. Now, if you have the type of inflation that you have during the Weimar Republic and you order two cups of coffee when you go into a restaurant, because if you don't, if you order the second one 10 minutes later, it's more expensive. Some, a situation like that, yes, you're going to be using your items right then and right there. But you'll always want to sell it back into the market first if you can. Markets will trade. Commerce will continue. There can be disruptions. 9/11, we had disruptions in the market. The gold market was down, what, a day, day and a half. The paper markets were down for over a week. We were still able to trade because we were using, even when the gold market was closed, we could still trade because gold trades 24 hours a day. We used the London Fix to price our coins. We were down for about a half a day just to see what the markets were going to do and to see where things were going to settle. But gold came back first, and that's very important to know. So you do buy the 90% silver, the 1 ounce silver eagle, Morgan silver dollars, Peace silver dollars are great items to purchase. They're a little more expensive, but I believe you build foundations. It's like when you build a home, you build your foundation. And I think that's when you try to get as much gold and silver as possible for your dollars. Then if you want to speculate and go to, into other areas, if you want to go into some Peace and Morgans and maybe dabble in a little bit different types of gold products, that's okay. But stick with what's recognizable and acceptable. And I got a call today for someone wanting me to sell the grams that come on these like credit cards. You can get different size of grams of gold, and it's a multi-level marketing, and they wanted me to do this. I said, absolutely not, because the prices that you're charging for those grams, you could buy two of those grams. I think you buy two or three. I don't have the numbers in front of me. They're charging $75 per gram. You could buy 2 grams. Or you can buy a 1/10 ounce gold eagle coin. So, I mean, the value is always in coins. Plus, when you go to sell those grams, who are you going to sell it back to? You know, only the manufacturer of those grams and cards will buy them back. So even if you wanted to barter with them, does that person that you want to barter with, he's going to have to sell it back to that manufacturer. You think he's going to do that? No, he's going to want your coin over a gram. So, and people don't even understand how to figure grams. We're a country and we don't deal in grams. So, again, it's not the best thing to be purchasing for barter. And if you're that small of a buyer where you can only buy a half a gram or an eighth of a gram for $17, maybe you should concentrate more on food or water or silver. So, you know, just be very careful of the gimmicks and the novelties that are
out there. And I'm sure there are all sorts of gimmicks and novelties out there. Well, Melody, once again, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and talk to you and subscribe, certainly, to your publications and listen to your radio programs. How can people get in touch with you today?
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And our website is dgscoins.com, DGS for discount gold, silver, coins.com. And there is a place on the website, too, where you can sign up for the weekly newsletter and, of course, our radio program that's broadcast at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Plus, we post the archives there also.
Well, would you say that there's been a decrease or increase in interest in gold and silver over this last couple of weeks as the price has been plummeting?
Oh, I definitely believe there's been a decrease, and not just, I mean, nationwide, industry-wide, talking to my buyers and my suppliers, it did get a little bit soft. Of course, we You know, this again, this is always a tough time of year. You have Memorial Day where people are distracted. They just got done paying for their taxes in April. So May has always been a bit kind of a quiet month. And it remains to be seen how the summer will be. Certainly going into 2008, that was a very active summer. So it doesn't have to be the summer doldrums for gold and silver. You can't plan on that if you're looking to purchase. You buy and you put it away. You cannot time the market.
And I think that that is really so true. You cannot time the market. You never know what the people who are manipulating things behind the scenes are up to, and you can't outguess them. The thing is that they have a program. They suddenly will do things you would never anticipate, and so you just have to have a program and follow through with it, and in my estimation, more or less ignore what the current prices are. Would that be a fair analysis?
Absolutely. And fundamentals. I mean, I'm probably the only one that talks about the fundamentals for gold and silver. And, so many, you hear so much of the promises of the prices and you know, so many other things, but the true fundamentals of gold and silver have not changed. The fundamentals for the stock market is the Federal Reserve. So which would you prefer? Federal Reserve that we know is, you know, they're getting so much debt on their books. I mean, I don't know how many trillions of dollars that they have, you know.
Well, they've gone from less than $1 trillion to well over $4 trillion in debt.
Right.
And certainly during the Obama administration, one of these days, that certainly we're going to have to pay that all off. And it's going to lead, in my estimation, to destruction of the value of our currency.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And this is all planned and all designed. That's why people have a hard time grasping. This doesn't happen by accident. And so, but the fundamentals for gold and silver are strong. They haven't changed. As long as we're on a fiat currency, gold and silver are the best ways to preserve your purchasing power. I like 80% gold, 20% silver. People like more silver, that's fine. At least keep it 50-50. Many of my clients are heavy in silver. That's okay. But every time they call me to buy, I do remind them, maybe you need to get some gold. And, you know, at least they have an option.
And, of course, what Melody says, you know, is that certainly the gold is your savings account, and certainly the silver is your spending account, and certainly you can spend the silver because it has much less value. But if you want to preserve your wealth, you're in gold. If you want to have something to be able to barter with or to buy or sell, that's certainly the silver. Melody, thank you so very much for being with us. Always a pleasure. One more time, your telephone number so people can get in touch with you.
1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Okay, we'll talk to you again probably later this month. God bless.
God bless.
Thanks for everything. Help your support.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and I hope you enjoy the conversations with Melody Cedarstrom, hoping people out there across America, that small contingent who knows certainly some what's going on financially, will begin making the preparations for the very real difficult times that are lying ahead. And Sydney, it's so easy to panic at times like this. You were supposed to panic. They are manipulating the price of gold and silver down. How low it'll go, I have no idea. But I would do absolutely nothing other than to recognize the fact that this small contingent of wicked people that control both political parties that suddenly are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and to destroy Christianity. I wouldn't recognize that in so much of what's going on today. Really does make sense. Now, who are these people? Well, certainly our good friend Dr. Cuddy calls them the power elite. And we carry several of his books on the power elite. We suggest you get them and read them. And you get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, because I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness, because they really are a satanic Luciferian organization. It's not that everybody in them is satanic and Luciferian, but the leaders understand what this is about. And all you need to do is go to the website. You can look it up on the internet, trilateral.org. Look at the logo of the Trilateral Commission. Three sixes joined together in the center by an upside-down broken cross. Should be pretty simple to figure out what they are up to and who they worship. Well, a telephone number, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family and help us, and quite frankly, we do need your financial help so that we can maintain our network of stations out across America. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and you can certainly join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can subscribe to our newsletters. We hope many of you will want to get the 4-CD sets. We have all sorts of 4-CD sets, but I can recommend certainly some of the most recent ones. Did Hitler escape? And, of course, the answer to that question is yes. And you'll actually hear my interviews with people who went to South America, who actually talked to the people who cared for Hitler and knew Hitler prior to his death in 1965. Did Hitler escape? An excellent 4-CD set. You need to get it. And then, of course, why is it important? Well, it's important, ladies and gentlemen, because basically people have to understand most of what they believe, what they've been taught in school, what it says in the newspapers is not true. And if you can convince them that Hitler escaped, then you can convince them that we financed the Nazis, which we did. And suddenly a contingent in our own government, 100 major corporations, built the weapons, supplied the ammunition, suddenly financed the Nazi movement. Well, it's, of course, was the basis of the World War II. Why? This all has to do with world government. The World War I was fought to bring in the League of Nations, and when it failed, they had to arrange for a World War II, and that's what they did. The Nazis came to power in 1933. They were bankrupt. The military didn't work, and yet within 3 years, they were able to invade the Rhineland. Within 5 years of the 1933, they were invading Austria, and so they said Sudetenland. How did they do it? Why, we financed them, ladies and gentlemen. We financed them the best enemy money could buy. And so basically, we do hope if you're out there in the listening audience, you'll go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. You'll order our DVDs and four CD sets. But let me suggest that the war against the Jews, going into how we financed the Nazis, the Hitler escape, and certainly the answer to that is yes. And then the third one would be the final pope. It's a four CD set going into what's happening to the Catholic Church. Now, remember, they've infiltrated the Protestant Church as well, but this is about the Catholic Church and the strange views of the new pope. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Please pray for Radio Liberty and contribute and help us maintain our network.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the
well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Carl Holsfield, talking about American exceptionalism. I haven't talked to Carl before, but he certainly comes with excellent certainly credentials. Hi, Carl. How are we doing?
Good, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I want you to come on and tell us about American exceptionalism. Why is American exceptional? Why is this such an important nation? And what can we do to preserve it?
Sure, sure. So, again, my name is Carl Holsfield with AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. And I'm actually the grandson of founder of AMAC, Dan Weber, who I know you've spoken to before. And so recently Dan wrote an article about why is America exceptional. And, you know, it's been in some circles politically incorrect to talk about American exceptionalism. But, you know, we believe at AMAC, like many Americans do, that we should be proud of that. And, you know, it's okay with coming off of Memorial Day to be proud of waving the flag and be patriotic. And, you know, we should be proud of our country, where we're at, where we come from, and the many things that we're doing to move forward. And I think, you know, a lot of people are aware that, you know, there's been a lot of things that have happened in this country that may not be in line with our foundation, where we've come from, and that's what AMAC is not afraid to support. as what direction we believe this country should be headed.
Basically, Carl, we're sort of fading in and out. Are you on a cell phone?
I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm on a landline.
Okay, well, you go right ahead then.
Okay. Now, let me know if you need me to pause.
You go right ahead. Maybe during the first break, we may call you back again, but go right ahead.
That's okay. No problem. Yeah, so really, really, AMAC is there to support, you know, what this country we believe should be. It's okay to have respect and for those who have fought in our great wars, for those who have given us what we have today.
Now, what is AMAC, and what is its purpose and goal?
Sure. AMAC is the Association of Mature American Citizens, and AMAC is really a senior organization, you know, focused squarely on protecting the interests of American students. It's an alternative, a conservative alternative to AARP, and a lot of our mission is focused on solving the problems that seniors face today. Runaway taxes, excessive government involvement, accountability in our government. Dan Weber in 2007 realized there's a need for seniors in this country to have another option other than AARP. And I think many Americans have seen that AARP has leaned much more towards the liberal side of things politically, and many of their members are not okay with that. And so my grandfather basically said, Americans should have another option.
I certainly agree with you. Certainly, I do not believe AARP represents America at all. I believe it's represents the subversive forces, the great tax-exempt foundations, the people who got us into the mess we are today. Okay, fine. Well, I guess it's Carl Holsfield, and we're talking about America's exceptionalism. And we're going to be back here in just a moment with Carl as we explore what's going on. But if you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
Mind supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955. 674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Carl Holsfield, and I said he's come from AMAC, the conservative counterpart of the AARP, and suddenly have a growing organization. Now, what sort of things is AMAC doing today to try to make a better world and to solve the problems facing America so we can be proud of our country rather than embarrassed? Our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What is AMAC actually doing, Carl?
Sure. So what's great about AMAC is it's not just an organization trying to get members. It's not just an organization spouting rhetoric. It's an organization that actually has a presence in Washington. It's gaining experience in Washington, actually getting recognized from our leaders of our country. For example, things like the Social Security Guarantee, AMAC Social Security Guarantee. You know, everyone knows that Social Security is a major topic when it comes to the future, what to expect from it. With many, many Americans, the majority of Americans, their main income is Social Security, if not all of it. And as that trust fund continues to deplete. For example, myself, I have two young children. I don't know if it's going to be there for myself or my children. AMAC recognizes that. AMAC has a Social Security guarantee that's in Washington that is being recognized, it's under consideration. And it's a way to make Social Security solvent for the future, not just the current future, not just the near future, but well into generations.
So basically, how would AMAC certainly make Social Security solvent when they've spent all the money in the Social Security fund? How can you possibly make something that's solvent when basically the money that's supposedly there to back it has been spent?
Well, sure, that's a great question, and I think we all recognize that money being spent. But it means things need to change. It means a new plan. It means implementing a tiered approach, to the cost of living adjustment. It means implementing a setback in the retirement ages, change of payments for future retirees, and this will be a tiered approach. But things can't stay the way they are, and so there are formulas. We have to recognize that the current system can't work the way it is, obviously. Keeping going into the negative is not going to solve anything. It's just going to get worse. So there's been a lot of solutions that have been examined. For example, setting up something called the early retirement account or an ERA could be a voluntary companion Social Security, if you will.
How would the ERA work?
Sure. So let's say the average person receiving retirement benefits collects slightly more than $14,000 a year right now, okay? Majority of workers rely on Social Security as their largest or only form of income. This would be a voluntary program, voluntary early retirement account for both the employee and employer. It could be a tax deduction for an employee and employer. It could be paid via payroll deduction. Employer can provide the contribution spot to the employee. After the early retirement account becomes available, the employer must offer it to all employees, full or part-time. And when new employees are hired, they must, they can opt out of the ERA or they'll be enrolled at $10 a week. It'll be a minimum of $5 and a maximum of $100 or $1,500 a year. And then eventually that account can be tapped into in retirement.
Well, of course, the problem with the Social Security Fund is that the Congress simply stole all the money from Social Security and spent it and put debts, put notes in to cover the money that they'd borrowed. They say, well, we're just borrowing our own money. What's wrong with that? Well, what's wrong with that is, of course, we have a Social Security Fund that has a massive debt. And there's just no way that will ever be repaid. That's the problem. So basically, but even if we start these new ERA accounts or whatever they're going to call them, it's going to take a good while before they'll be able to fill in that gap. We're going to have an awful lot of people somewhere down the line that are dependent upon Social Security, and there's no money there. So what are we going to do? Do we have an aggressive program for that?
Sure. And I you know, you could call this an aggressive program, but you're right. Unfortunately, there right now that we may fall into a gap there. That may be the case where that's depleted. There are individuals. It could take time. But, you know, this and this can always be looked at and change and evolve as we go. But the fact of the matter is, this is a legitimate solution. This is more of a long-term solution. This is not something that can happen overnight. Like many things with the hole that we're in, and I think it's, you know, important just to recognize that things are being done to change that. We have to look at it now. Whether it's going to be long term, Dr. Sam, it's never too late to start. We should look at it now. We should start making changes. We should think about new ideas, things to implement instead of just worrying about, you know, the worst possible cases. Let's do something about it now. And if there are individuals that like myself, for example, I could fall into that in the future, then that'll have to be addressed at this time. Right now, we can do what makes sense.
Well, now, what are we going to do with the Obamacare? What are we going to do with Medicare? Because now they've sort of rolled Medicare into Obamacare. And basically, of course, we're simply going behind further. Every year, we do not have the money. The federal government does not have the money to subsidize Obamacare. The federal government does not have the money to subsidize Medicare because they've spent all of it. The average individual has no idea that Congress has simply spent the money from the Medicare Trust Fund and put in IOUs saying we're just borrowing from ourselves. And we're talking about almost $5 trillion, of course, we borrowed from ourselves. And that money will never be repaid because we don't have the money to pay it back. What are your thoughts on that, Carl?
Sure. So, I mean, now we're talking about major debt issues, you know, what we owe the Chinese. You know, we have issues with Medicare. We have issues with Social Security. We're talking about taking money out of one pocket and just putting it in another. We're taking it out of one pocket, you know, and putting it someplace else. And you're right. The average American doesn't understand what's going on there. Medicare is a major issue. Medicare benefits have been cut continuously. You know, we had a recent Medicare cut, and, you know, AMAC believes that's not okay. Plans dwindling, plan options dwindling in the Medicare world. You know, we're taking benefits away from seniors who are already having issues with property taxes rising, Medicare benefits being cut, costs going up, and cost of living and Social Security benefits are not keeping up with it. I think we need to recognize how important Medicare insurance is for the 65 and older population and those that are on disability.
No, I'm sorry. No, recognize what I'm not quite sure what the point you were making there. What was that?
I was just speaking about Medicare in general and the cuts that are being made to Medicare.
Okay, fine.
Yes, and how that's, you know, there's many other things that we can talk about, but Medicare being cut, it's a major issue. That's the prime health insurance.
Yes, it certainly is. Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there across America listening and you have a question or comment, well, give us a call if you have a call. Because basically, we are in real financial problems, and nobody seems to want to talk about the fact that they spent the money from Medicare Trust Fund. They spent the money from the Medicare Trust Fund. And basically, of course, we have very real economic problems, and nobody wants to address them. But basically, the national debt, as they will admit, has gone up over $7 trillion, almost $7 trillion in less than 6 years. I mean, it took us 200 years to amass $1 trillion in debt. We've amassed $7 trillion in debt in a little over 5 years. And one of these days, my fear is this whole thing is coming down. And when it does, why, of course, the entire monetary structure of America will be destroyed. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. Carl, what sort of response are you getting with your message across America?
Yeah, so we have, you know, we have individuals, AMAC members and non-members, individuals all across the country at all ages, that well, first, they appreciate that AMAC's bringing these types of ideas to the table. Again, we're not there to just spout the rhetoric. It's more like, for example, what are we going to do about coming up with a viable solution? The healthcare industry in general, we talked about Medicare briefly, just the healthcare in general, Obamacare, it's here. It's here. It's not going anywhere as far as we can tell right now. So what are we going to do about it? For example, AMAC has a healthcare solution. The AMAC healthcare symposium coming up on June 9th and June 10th in Washington.
Well, the Republicans are going right along with the Democrats. They pretend to be against Obamacare, and they always find some reason why they have to go along with it. Cindy, Carl, I'm going to ask you to go ahead, hang up, and I'm going to ask my producer to call you back and see if we can get a better line. How about
that? Sure, Doctor.
Okay, you go ahead, hang up, and Cindy, my producer, hopefully will actually try to get Carl back. But, ladies and gentlemen, we have real problems, and certainly we'd like to be able to work with AMAC if we could. But to try to solve those problems, we'll be back here in just a moment. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Want to know what you think? 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but it isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan, and of course, Carl is going into the background of AMAC. Carl actually works for AMAC, and he says that they have other employees there. They have other lobbyists who are there in Washington, D.C., talking to the elected representatives, letting them know the position of the members of AMAC. About how many employees do you have in Washington, D.C., or lobbyists? Do you have any idea that you could give us?
Oh, sure. We work with a representative group, but we have a regular staff. 10 to 20 individuals regularly participating in various circles.
In other words, you have about 20 people that are working with you there in Washington, D.C., and then, of course, presenting these ideas to Congress. Now, do you have any meetings with the members of Congress? Do you have any commissions there that are coming up with new ideas or think tanks that are working to try to counter the terrible things that are going on?
Yes, and what... what I was saying before was one of the things, and you know, think tank, if you will, or just meeting of the minds, if you will, is the AMAC Healthcare Symposium coming up in June. And
no, but basically, what is the AMAC Healthcare Solution coming out? The Healthcare Solution coming out in June. What is your solution to this problem?
Well, the problem is, first of all, well, there's a lot of problems with Healthcare Solution. But the idea is to get individuals, and truthfully, Dr. Stan, this is to not have any access to grind politically. It's to say, okay, what can we do on behalf of Americans in this country to help come up with viable solutions with the problems we have in healthcare that have been problems for years, let alone with Obamacare. Actual solutions. We have healthcare individuals, many, many credible experts in the field contributing their views and thoughts in teleconferences that we recently had. We're then taking those qualified representatives and then having a symposium to come up with solutions on, for example, reducing type 2 diabetes, reducing hospital costs by 25%. Providing pro bono health care for 60 million patients, ways to curtail Medicaid costs.
But, of course, basically what's happening is hospitals are having to do away with more and more charity care because they're losing money. Certainly under the new Obama administration, they're not allowed to bill as they were before. Hospitals are beginning to shut down across America. And basically people are cutting back on the free health care they'd given before. This is going to lead to a terrible, terrible crisis, at least I think. What are your thoughts?
Sure. No, I don't disagree with that. But I think things like Dr. Stan, things like preventive medicine are key to long-term progress. Okay, in new innovative programs to improve overall health for the nation. For example, we cite expert opinions for ways to eliminate 80% of type 2 diabetes.
How would you eliminate 80% of type 2 diabetes?
You know, there's numerous ways. A lot of it comes with preventive. A lot of it comes with encouraging individuals with taking care of themselves. A lot of it has to do with being ahead of the game with things. A lot of the reasons Dr. Stan individuals don't get health care right now or aren't encouraged to go get that physical, get that annual physical. When you turn 30 years old, you should be getting a physical every year. It's just because of either the cost or there's no incentive for it, or individuals are just not educated in the potential risks of not doing so. And so awareness is a big part of all of it. And, for example, emergency rooms are a major problem. You may agree with that. Couldn't there be easy ways to provide services within drugstores, such as, your common drugstores across the country, where instead of having to drive to a hospital, wait for 2 hours in an emergency room, somebody has an ear infection. There are some organizations doing it, but not enough. Can you go in, have a present nurse practitioner available where you go in, it's just an ear infection, you can get that treated there, $50 copay, $20 copay, whatever it might be, and you're on your way. There's a lot of that. That might be a simple solution, but when you're talking about millions of Americans across the country, it might be a major cost savings.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the whole system is beginning to crumble, and basically there's no problem facing American medicine today that another government program won't make worse. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you're out there across America, you have a question or comment, we're talking about AMAC, we're talking with Carl Holshfield, who works for AMAC, and because they're looking at the problems facing our country today, an alternative to AARP. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We'd love to hear from you.
So many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Carl Holdfield, and certainly who is with AMAC. If you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, if you have a question or comment. Carl, what are your representatives in Washington, D.C. learning as they talk to our members of Congress, the Senate? What is their response? And certainly, are people in the Congress and the Senate working with your representatives?
Yes, they are. And, you know, obviously one of the things, Dr. Stan, they're saying is, just like many organizations, but with AMAC, 1.2, 1.3 million members and rapidly growing, you know, a lot of what they were saying, they're still saying now, but now we actually gain traction is get more members. Why are they saying that? Get more people behind you. They're saying that because the bigger the voice behind expressing these all these concerns we have, like Obamacare, like the healthcare system in general.
But having members, if you don't have the problems, if you don't have the solutions, we have to have solutions. Basically,
correct.
They're talking about death panels. They're talking about having to ration access to health care. There's no way that they can afford suddenly the health care when suddenly that they have promised people because there's not enough money in the world and they're going behind all the time. What is the solution?
That's a good question, Dr. Stan. I couldn't over the phone be able to give you just a solution to Obamacare, a solution to the debt crisis we have in this country, a solution to Medicare being cut. What I think we have to do is recognize that the problems are happening, get a voice behind it, and actually attempt to do something about it. There's a lot of individuals out there whose voices should be heard and could be heard, but are just being ignored right now. And a lot of it has to do with, you know, what is the incentive for Washington to listen to us? And that's what we're trying to accomplish. Say, hey, you know, look what our members are saying. Look what they're concerned with. And I think, you know, the more power you have behind that voice, the more they're willing to listen. And so that's the stage we're still at and we're coming to. I do, Dr. Stan, encourage everyone to go to socialsecurityreport.org. Okay, socialsecurityreport.org.
I'm sorry, what is that website again?
Yes, it's socialsecurityreport.org.
Socialsecurityreport.org. And what will they go find if they get to that
website? Well, they'll find general information on Social Security, latest news, okay, but also you'll be able to read more on AMAC Social Security plan there, what we call the Social Security Guarantee, the AMAC Social Security Guarantee, and what its directives are, okay, how I briefly to explain, but it'd be better to go on that website and see the details if you want to see numbers on things that are being considered right now by think tanks in Washington.
Well, is this the program you were suggesting earlier that was going to parallel Social Security, that people
That's
could either join or not join? But what's going to happen to people who don't join? That's the thing. They're not going to have any coverage. They're dependent on Social Security, and there's no money there to cover them.
When you say join, Dr. Stan, do you mean join, like for example, if this were to be implemented, like the ERA we're talking about, the early retirement?
Yes, absolutely. And is this ERA program being implemented? Is there any support for it among Congress? How do members of the House of Representatives and the Senate feel about this program you're coming up with?
It's a good question. Right now, it's under consideration, if you will. Okay, we have a think tank that's First, it's something that, because it's new, needs to be evaluated. Okay, we know that it can work. AMAC knows that it can work. But now it's up to the leaders of our country to recognize it and come up with a way to implement it.
But are the leaders of the country interested in that? Certainly the Obama administration isn't, but are there
You're
people
right.
within the Republican and the Democrat Party who want a solution, or are they simply biding time until they can get their retirement and get out before the whole House of Cards comes down?
And that's a good question. I don't have a way to answer that at this point. As far as what different congressmen and women, you know, on Capitol Hill are currently feeling. We do know that's gaining traction. We do know that's being looked at. We do know that it's a viable solution.
Basically, do you have certainly lobbyists going around to talk to all the members of Congress and all of the senators?
Yes, we do. It happens as we speak. It happens on a regular basis.
And basically, what sort of things are they talking about? Are they talking about just Social Security and Medicare? Or are they talking about the whole gamut of problems facing our country economically today?
You know what? It's all the above, Stan. And a lot of times, Dr. Stan, a lot of times it has to do with, you know, what's the pressing topic at the time. A lot of times we like to see, you know, what's the hot topic from our membership. You know, what do they want? What do they want us to ask? What do they want us to look at? Obviously, the AMAC Social Security Guarantee is a major topic, because I think we all can agree that it doesn't matter Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, Social Security is a concern. I think it's a matter of education to start. A lot of individuals just choose to either ignore or turn away or just not educate themselves on the possibilities of the future. And a lot of ways, Dr. Stan, it's more, I don't want to use the word important. It's just as important now as it will be for the future generation. Not just current seniors who are 50 and older, but what about 20 years from now, 40 years from now, 60 years from now?
Well, but are we going to even have a country that the period of time from now?
I believe we will, Dr. Stan. I believe, you know, we talked at the very beginning of your show about the resolve. American resolve, and this is yet another crisis that we're dealing with, but without having too much analytical facts to be able to present you, I'm someone that believes that we have the resolve to come together and fix this major problem.
But we can't even suddenly elect people into Congress who want to cut back on the power of the government. We have a government that is engaged in all sorts of unconstitutional activity,
right.
frankly, treasonous activity. We are financing terrorism throughout the world. Americans have financed the terrorists who killed 162,000 innocent civilians over there in Syria. Syria suddenly is rubble, most of the country is, and it's all because we're financing it. What is certainly your organization saying about America's foreign policy, where we're actually financing Islamic terrorism? And then, of course, we tell us, oh, well, we have to fight Islamic terrorism. Now, that's why we have to monitor everything that everybody does. We have to watch them. We have to listen to their telephone conversations. And they are listening to our conversations, and they're lying about it. What is your organization doing about the gross lies being told by the current administration about the monitoring of the individual and taking away our individual freedom?
Dr. Stan, that's a lot. And I mean, a simple answer, maybe not the answer that it answers all the questions, because there's a lot there, and I completely understand and agree with where you're coming from. But, first we need to expose it, because I can tell you a lot of Americans don't even know that it's going on. You know,
well, do you have publications? Do you have means?
Absolutely, sure. So,
oh, you're telling the people about how we're financing Islamic terrorism, exactly the opposite from what they pretend to be doing?
Sure. So, Dr. Stan, for example, one of the things AMAC does is that, for example, if everyone wants to be listening, would be interested in just learning about AMAC and seeing latest articles, latest news happening around this country and beyond, AMAC.us. www.amac.us is a great place to get the latest news, not only what AMAC is trying to accomplish on behalf of the students in this country, but actual what's going on. That's a great place. like I said, we're exposing those types of news articles, those types of news issues that are happening in this country. We present those to our members and non-members, future members, people interested in what's going on. So we try to stay on top of all of those types of things. And then, you know, just in general, with AMAC being a conservative organization, the conservative alternative to ARP, I think we can all understand where AMAC stands on government intervention. You know, we believe in less government. So I would encourage everyone, amac.us.
And what will they find if they go to that website?
Sure. So, well, of course, information on becoming a member of AMAC. We encourage everyone to look at that in general. But just what AMAC's about, first of all, what its mission's about. Encourage everyone to look at our great articles from our great authors. For example, we have articles right now on what's going on with the VA.
Oh, man, I'm sorry, you have who writing on the VA?
We have great authors. For example, John Grimaldi is one of them. And if you want to stay up to date with the most recent press releases, recent news articles going on, we have a great category for that on AMAC.us. Everything from how home health care hiring in the home health care industry is slowing because of Obamacare, to the protection of free speech, to, you know, health insurance articles such as the link between diabetes and Alzheimer's, to our healthcare symposium, to the latest VA scandals and how liberals are using that to attack conservatives. All that's on our website, and it's great information, because I believe education is one of the biggest reasons that, Dr. Stan, so many Americans aren't aware of many of the things you're speaking of.
All right, fine. Well, basically, you say you have about how many members at the present in AMAC?
Sure, about 1.3 million members across the country.
And how do people become a member of AMAC? What does it cost? And what are the benefits? Why should they join your organization rather than AARP?
Well, first of all, I, with what I know as AARP is a fine organization in so many ways, okay, but with their heavy, heavy liberal agenda on things such as one instance supporting of Obamacare. AMAC's not afraid to say we are against Obamacare. We don't believe that's the right direction. You can go to AMAC.us. For example, Dr. Stan, a one-year membership is $16 a year. A three-year membership is $42 a year, and a five-year membership $59.95 for a five-year membership. Then that's for both spouses.
All right, fine. And so basically, then what do they get if they actually join AMAC?
Sure, Dr. Stan. Things like we have a quarterly magazine that has great information for members for a variety of things that are available to seniors in this country. We have a quarterly magazine. We have a prescription discount card. We have a weekly e-newsletter that members get emailed. We have access to discounts on rental cars, hotels, dental care, roadside assistance program. Okay, so various vendor discounts. We also have a great Medicare education, Medicare supplement, and health plan option for individuals.
Well, tell us about this Medicare supplement program that you're mentioning, because that's, I think, would be very important.
Yes,
what
sir.
Is this?
Sure, Dr. Stan. So, for example, I think you may be aware, but many Americans, when they turn 65 years old or become Medicare eligible, they're inundated with information. You hear a lot of letters, Medicare Part A, Medicare Part B. What does it cost? What are my options? There's eligibility rights, eligibility rules. When am I allowed to sign up for a particular Medicare plan? For example, if you call AARP, they're going to quote you United Healthcare. Okay? They have that exclusive relationship. If you call AMAC and speak to an AMAC representative, we work with multiple carriers to be able to offer members in every state and every zip code a variety of plan options. But before even that, a lot of times Dr. Stan members are calling, non-members are calling. You do not have to be an AMAC member for us to help you with your Medicare insurance. But members are calling in and saying, What are my options? I'm getting so much information in the mail. I'm being told this from Social Security. I'm being told this from Center for Medicare Services. And it's just too much information. I need somebody to be able to explain it to me in a way that I can understand. And so I look at our job to provide individuals with what their options are, what their rights are when they turn 65 or are retiring for the first time, losing their employer coverage. Our job is to help them understand what their options are and then help them find a plan that's suitable for them.
All right, fine. Now, basically, what are the options and what sort of plans should people be going into as far as Medicare is concerned?
Good question, Dr. Stan. There's really two basic types of plans. There's what's called a Medicare Advantage plan and a Medicare Supplement plan. Those are basically the two routes that an individual can go if they have original Medicare, which is Medicare Parts A and B, okay? That's provided by the federal government. Once you have that, you can go Medicare Advantage, Medicare Supplement. They're two different types of plans. There's no right or wrong answer, but there's a variety of plan options.
Okay, but what is the difference between the supplement and the regular one?
Sure, the regular one being Medicare Advantage. A Medicare Advantage, Dr. Stan, a Medicare Advantage plan, you can look at it like operates similarly to like an individual or a employer plan where you have lower premium, sometimes zero premium plan. You have a network. They're provided by private insurance companies. You have a network like an HMO or a PPO in which you have to see a provider in that network. You have co-payments and co-insurances typically. And that you could look at a Medicare Advantage plan like it replaces original Medicare Parts A and B as far as the benefits. Okay, and that type of plan might be suitable for an individual. And you have specific eligibility periods to enroll in those types of plans. On the other side of the fence, you have a Medicare supplement plan. Those operate differently. Those are provided by private insurance companies. They're typically run from the Department of Insurance in each state. And you have 10 different plan options within the Medicare supplement world. And they're plan letters, such as Plan F as in Frank, Plan G as in George. Those plans typically have higher premium, but oftentimes more comprehensive coverage. There's no networks in those types of plans. You can see any provider in any state that accepts Medicare. And, for example, one of the more commonly purchased plans, Plan F, Medicare Supplement, it's also referred to as Medigap plan. Plan F, for example, covers everything that Medicare Parts A and B does not for Medicare covered services. So it's a comprehensive plan option. And there's certain eligibility rights for individuals for those. So that's when I go back to those are the main differences between the two plans. But we like to say there's no right or wrong answer. We're not trying to steer somebody into one plan or the other, because everybody has a different need.
All right, fine. Well, I guess our guest has been Carl Holsfield from AMAX. I want to thank you so much for being with us this evening, and I look forward to talking to you or other people from your organization in the near future. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I have to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We do not have a major organization behind us, a multi-million dollar organization, but simply my wife, myself, our son, a couple of employees, and we do have some volunteers that help us. And, of course, we've intentionally kept our organization small because the Brotherhood has tried repeatedly through the years to infiltrate us and undermine us as they have with so many of the conservative ministries. In fact, most of the conservative and Christian ministries have been infiltrated, and I know the people there, and I can't very well tell them that their best friend or their closest associate is on the other side, and basically because they would never believe it. But believe me, the other side is doing everything they can to neutralize those of us who are trying to get the truth out. I first recognized this almost 22 years ago when we were first getting started, and some fellow in Washington, D.C. was taking all of our DVDs and our tape sets at that time. And basically, I thought maybe I'd drop in and see him when I went back to Washington, D.C. It turned out he wasn't an individual at all. He was simply a post office box, a CIA drop sheet. And the CIA was monitoring everything we were doing, and I suspect they're still doing it. But we're here, and we're getting the information out. And we do have followers across America well aware of the fact we're involved in a spiritual battle, and there truly are demonic forces working behind the scenes. And there are a lot of people within our intelligence agencies that are well aware of what's going on and share our concern, but there's nothing they can do. And they can't come forward and tell the truth because they're sworn to secrecy. I will be having a program tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock on the American Freedom Network with John Quirk, who I've known for over 20 years, who's been affiliated with the intelligence agencies. He certainly has multiple contacts with them. He just called today to tell me how frightened people at the highest levels of our government, they can't say anything publicly, but they can talk among themselves, are about the current direction we're headed and where this is all going to end up. If you have an opportunity to listen to our early morning program on the American Freedom Network, let me suggest that's at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. John Quirk will be there. And I hope we can get John onto our programs before he heads off to the Orient. But, of course, we need to know what's going on. We are on the basis of the very verge of a major financial collapse that will certainly end up impoverishing the vast majority of the people in America. Well, this is the time when I certainly need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty is primarily listener supported, and we quite frankly need your financial help to maintain our network of stations out across America. And of course, we do have at least four different networks that carry our programs: Genesis, American Freedom Network, the Christian Broadcasting Network, the American Freedom the network up there in the state of Washington. But we do need your help to maintain our outreach. So if you would like to join the Radio Liberty family, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. But we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and either certainly subscribe to our newsletter or certainly donate on a regular basis. Whatever you can do will be deeply appreciated. And then, of course, we hope you go to our website where you can listen to our radio programs, study 4 hours a day live on the Internet. I encourage others to listen on the Internet. And then, of course, we ask you to, if you'd like to, you can watch the DVDs, you can read our newsletters, you can listen to link to many of the other sites that are listed on our website. But please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers. But pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, because we are on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization.
Let us swear allegiance. Let us all be grateful.